The United States has always been about moving in and moving up, and that makes the musical In the Heights a quintessential American story. The Broadway show was a groundbreaker 5 years ago, a mix of Latin heat, hip-hop, rap, jazz, ballads, and traditional stage music. The Walnut Street Theater is one of the first to produce In the Heights since its national tour, making it a high-voltage start to the theater season in general. In the Heights refers to Washington Heights, the neighborhood at the northern tip of Manhattan that was largely Latino until it became hot property for gentrifiers in the last decade. The musical is about transition, first from many South and Central American countries to New York, and now from the immigrant community in Washington Heights to neighborhoods all over the city. It's a portrait of change. Lin-Manuel Miranda's music for the show is magnetic, and the nimble script is by the Pulitzer Prize-winning Philadelphian Kiara Alegría Hudes. In the Heights is a look at everyday triumphs and disappointments, with the sort of heat and beat that lends itself to an instant carnival in the barrio. Bruce Lumpkin, a veteran of many Walnut shows, directs a golden version of this one, and the large cast makes choreographer Michelle Gaudet's demanding and athletic dancing look seamless. That also describes the production. The storyline of In the Heights ties itself up too neatly, and with a sentimentality that's just short of gooey. But at the Walnut, the show's energy and joy makes you feel like you're part of the community you witness. That in itself makes it theater that works. I'm Howard Shapiro for WHYY.